Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Carey reaches second base with a double. Herzog scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. Throneberry moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Throneberry catches it and steps on first to double up Gentile. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thronberry hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Triando's and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornberry hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Hal Brown. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.